AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have reached records at the closing bell on Wall Street, while Brent crude oil topped $100 a barrel on uncertainty about the Iran war. Iran attacked three ships in the Strait of Hormuz today. President Trump has extended the ceasefire with Iran. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president is showing flexibility.
This is a battle between the pragmatists and the hardliners in Iran right now, and the president wants a unified response. And so as we await that response, there's a ceasefire with the military in Connecticut. Strikes, but Operation Economic Fury continues, and the effective and successful naval blockade continues as well.
The ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, says the war is causing enormous problems.
The rest of the world is getting hit economically a lot harder by our stupid war of choice in the Middle East than we are. That's not something to brag about if you want to try to build partnerships and alliances. At a minimum, it's something to say, hey, sorry, how can we help? Right? Is there something we can do to mitigate these damages?
Iran's parliamentary speaker says reopening the Strait of Hormuz is impossible with such flagrant breach of the ceasefire, and the only way forward is to recognize the rights of the Iranian nation. An autopsy shows Celeste Rivas Hernandez, the 14-year-old girl singer David is charged with killing, died from penetrating injuries. Her death in Los Angeles has been ruled a homicide. A chemical leak at a West Virginia silver recovery business killed two people and sent 19 others to the hospital. The leak happened at the Catalyst Refiners plant as workers were preparing to shut down at least part of the facility. A former FedEx driver accused of killing a 7-year-old girl after authorities say he abducted her while making a delivery to her Texas home pleaded guilty to capital murder just as his trial began. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports Britain wants to put up a big no-smoking sign.
Lawmakers in Parliament have passed a bill to make cigarettes inaccessible to future generations in the UK. Children born after December 31, 2008 will never be able to buy cigarettes under the new Tobacco and Vapes Bill. The legislation awaits formal approval by King Charles III. It also regulates tobacco, vaping and nicotine products. The UK will then have one of the toughest anti-smoking measures globally. Smoking rates have declined since the 1970s, but around 13% of the population still smokes. Authorities say smoking causes around 80,000 deaths annually in Britain. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A new study says nearly 4,400 fewer teens and young adults died by suicide than projected in the first 2.5 years of the 988 mental health crisis hotline. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.